Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Colts cutting their kicker. The most annoying fantasy football development in the tournaments when you can't make moves anymore. Or even in our thing, our little dinky league where, no offense to Paul, where you only get a certain number of moves.
And you're, yeah.
And the kicker, this guy missed an extra point, so he's out. I mean, if you're the Giants guy, he didn't get to the ball on a field goal attempt. That's one thing. But you can't miss an extra point, and then you can't change them out. I can't. With us now is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I'm interested, Ross, as we start, in what your attitude was with kickers in your playing career. Like, did they have to talk to you first? Are they one of the guys or usually not? And then, if you have something like that last night, I feel like maybe that's when you can or should say something. I don't know. Maybe that's also when you don't. But he completely just did not get to the ball.
So there's a lot here. First of all, Mike, are you a very grown man complaining about fantasy football on the radio?
Evidently, yes.
Well, welcome to 20 hours a week of my life, pal.
I mean, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You would never?
Can I just tell you the number one thing that nobody listening cares about? Your fantasy.
I mean, we can have this conversation some other time because it's also kind of my work, and I've got 294 teams and a podcast, and I know, and everybody says this, and I know. I don't want to feel worse about it, but yes.
Do me a favor and make sure you text me or email me during March Madness so I hear how your bracket's going.
All right.
How about this kicker? Can I just say this? Because I thought – yeah, everybody's dunking on this guy for last night, and it was like I've never seen anything quite like it. But was the hold not kind of janky? Like the guy had his index finger and his thumb on the ball, and it was crooked. And I thought that could have set the kicker coup off to like I'm going to hit his hand, and he just stopped himself. But I don't know. I don't know if he talked after the game or what. But I thought the hold was kind of messed up.
Well, he did talk after the game, and I think what's really the message here is that rather than taking the 2 second, I'm killing both you guys today. Rather than taking the literally 2 seconds to Google it and see what he said, it's more fun to just talk about it and not look it up. He said that the ball was slipping in the holder's hand, so he tried to pull up. That's what he said.
Is that now, completely invalid in your opinion?
No, it did not look like it was a perfect hold.
Yeah.
You know what I think he should do? Kick the ball. Kick it. Kick the ball.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the dream hold you've ever wanted, but hey, Youngway, you know what the alternative is? Your buddy, the punter, getting chased by 5 professional killers and lit up.
It doesn't.
I mean, what's worse, missing the kick or having your punter from Scotland run around as, like, guys are trying to tear him limb from limb?
It doesn't go in the stats. It's not a miss. It's a sack in the stats.
It's not a miss kick.
Right. It's a sack.
Right. All right.
That's where we're at now. I mean, where we're really at now is people tweeting, he took under on first half field goals.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Right.
I'm totally sending Ross my brackets in March. Totally doing that.
That's right.
I'm going to do it repeatedly.
Right.
It's the end of us.
As far as kickers, I always had a good relationship with them. They're always good guys. I will say, kickers and punters, and to a little bit lesser extent, long snappers, it's like they're on their own team. You know? They're not in offensive meetings. They're not in defensive meetings. So they just kind of do whatever they want during those meetings. They're not really with us out on the field most of the time. They're not really playing the same sport. You know? I mean,
yep.
We've talked about this before. There's no way if we all sat down and decided to create professional football that we would include kicking to the level they do. I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine, like, think about this. All right, guys, I got an idea. Let's have, like, 50 dudes run into each other, block and tackle all game, and then, Frank, wait, hold on a second, Frank. I got an idea. What if 3 seconds later, a guy that played soccer in high school comes out and kicks the ball between two posts to decide who wins?
And we want to have a special ball for that. We want to make sure to have a special different ball for that as well.
Yeah. Say it out loud. We're going to have 100 of the biggest, strongest, most violent, aggressive people that society has produced run with the ball, throw the ball, catch the ball, and hit each other. And then at the very end of the game, a lot of times, if it's a close game, everybody thinks it's really exciting, let's bring out the guy that played high school soccer to decide who wins. It would be like in the NBA, if in overtime, instead of them playing an extra period, the equipment manager shot foul shots to decide who won the game.
We kind of have that in hockey a little bit.
I think it's ludicrous. I like kickers. I dislike how important kicking is to the sport. And with them able to kick all these 50 and 60 yarders now, that only makes it even more pronounced.
Right. It's not going your way.
Right. But you aren't kidding.
The flip side of that is, it is going my way with all these teams going for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
We're definitely getting less punting and less kicking because teams are more aggressive on fourth down, which is the way.
Right. Couple things here. There's already, this year, more touchdowns have been scored on fourth downs than any other year in history, like full seasons. Already more touchdowns on fourth downs. So, like, there's some evidence of that. And you couldn't be more right about the kickers. Like, they're back in the mid-90s when I first started on the radio, I used to cover Bills training camp. I was like, I'd stay at a hotel in Fredonia and live down there for 2 or 3 weeks and doing my nighttime show. And, like, the whole team would be in meetings, at, you know, from, like, after dinner until whatever, 8 or 9 o'clock, right? Chris Moore was the Bills punter. Steve Christie was the kicker. And the two of them would be the only people on the campus. They'd be walking around with a stack of Blockbuster videos. Like, they're done for the night. We're just going to go watch, you know, Dumb and Dumber or whatever would have been out in the mid-90s. And, like, everybody else is going over stuff and analyzing tape. And the kicker and the punter are just like, yep, we're just going to go watch The Godfathers, parts 1, 2, and 3.
They're all in the weight room.
Right.
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, I think part of the biggest thing that makes football special to me is the contact. It's the violence. You know, that's what makes – I played soccer till I was 12. I played basketball through high school, played baseball through ninth grade. I really like basketball a lot. The violence and the collisions is what separates football from other sports. And that's okay to say that. It's okay to feel that way. There's a primal thing that we are. There's a reason why, like, if people get in a fight, everybody likes to stand around and watch. Because there's part of us that goes back centuries that's ingrained in us. So I really dislike two guys having no threat of violence or danger whatsoever, or very minimal, very, very minimal. I just think that goes against, antithetical to the whole rest of the sport and what makes the sport great. Now, listen, a lot of people think, like, quarterbacks throwing touchdown passes is what makes the sport great. I get it. That does not excite me as much as the physicality.
I mostly watch for the refs, but people have different tastes.
Well, the refs or the ref analyst.
Love the ref analyst.
The rules analyst is the real high point now. Ross, then you must have loved Sunday's Bills game. if passing is not your favorite thing and you despise the kicking aspect of it, the Bills running for like the same run play 30 times and running for 249 yards in Pittsburgh had to be right up your alley.
Well, that was incredible from a Bills perspective, and I thought borderline embarrassing from a Steelers standpoint.
Yep.
I mean, they're down their two starting offensive tackles. So, you know, they're probably not going to throw it as much. And when they do, it's going to be quick passing, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, you let them run all over you like that? I mean, I thought that was bad. I thought that was, I mean, it was great for the Bills, great for Bills fans, but really thought, like, you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, for goodness sakes. You know? Act like it.
You've got Fire Tomlin chants in the crowd. What is your Mike Tomlin take at this point, Ross? I mean, it's the same thing every year, isn't it? Different quarterback and different, you know, storylines throughout the year, but Pittsburgh just in the middle, maybe a playoff team again. Is it time for a change there? What do you think will happen?
I do think Mike Tomlin's a really good football coach. I also think I've heard a lot of people that are older and wiser than me say that, like, at a certain point, a message gets stale. And, you know, you just need a change. Now, you got to be careful what you wish for, because Penn State did that, and it right now looks like that might end up being a disaster. And I said when they did it, careful what you wish for. But for the NFL, I think both things can be true. I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Tomlin's a good coach, and he'll get hired immediately by somebody else. But also, it might be time in Pittsburgh. It just feels like... Now, the flip side is, you know, when's the last time you actually had a top half of the league quarterback? But the flip side of that is, then why are they going all in with Darius Slay and DK Metcalf and, you know, all these trades, Jalen Ramsey and stuff? It's like they have this commitment to try to win a playoff game, because they haven't since 2016. That's a long time in Pittsburgh to not win a playoff game.
Well, the Bills have a Patriots problem still lingering this year. New England now 11-2, Buffalo 8-4. It seems like it's pretty much a Bills season. We just didn't have this before in the last 5 years, a team that has this kind of a lead late. New England on display last night. Ross, the Bills may end up having to settle for a wild card. That's not known yet. They'll play next Sunday. But New England, I think, is more and more looking the part of a legit good team, if not great.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They are really well-rounded. They ran it well last night, even with the left side of their offensive line banged up and not out there. Their physicality on special teams and on Jackson Dart was super impressive. They're good on special teams. Marcus Jones. I mean, they're just a good team. You know, that it's really impressive, because I did two of their games last year for CBS, or one CBS, one NFL Network, and I thought, you know what? They are the worst offensive line in the league, the worst receiving core in the league. So for them, this quickly, to be legitimately one of the best teams in the league and have an MVP quarterback is super impressive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you could see, you know, respect variable, expect him to get that right, like May, see his trajectory and think he's going to be really good. But from 4-13 in back-to-back years, last year, 1 year with Gerard Mayo, one and done. Here comes Vrabel. I mean, could you see the one seed and 11-2 through 13 games coming? I mean, I definitely did not.
No, I think that there. We talked about this a lot on the Even Money Betting podcast, and I want to say their season win total was either like 8.5 or 9 or 9.5.
That's right.
I think it might have been 8.5, and I said, listen, they're going to be better. They're going to win more games. But I don't think it's more than 7 or 8. And I certainly think 7 or 8 are more likely than them getting a 9 or 10. You know, Vrabel's not a miracle worker. The O-line, the receiving core. Well, the joke's on me. I will say their schedule is the easiest in the NFL by far. But guess what? There's still NFL games, still NFL teams. And NFL teams still blow games against other bad NFL teams all the time. So it's still impressive.
What's going on in Philadelphia, Ross? Chicago, you don't see this. Speaking of how the Steelers played, Philadelphia at home just getting run over by the Bears. Is that a fluke, or is that a really bad sign?
You know, I don't know. That's a really good question. It's so funny, too, because I do a lot of stuff in Philadelphia, I do the Eagles preseason. Every city I go on, that's one of the questions. Mm-hmm. What's going on in Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, they had a good run there for a while. I mean, they won 4 in a row. The defense was lights out against the Lions and the Packers. I mean, these are good football teams. And then it's like they collapsed in the second half of the against the Cowboys, and almost like they had a hangover against the Bears. Same thing happened earlier in the year. They collapsed in the fourth quarter against the Broncos, and then they had a hangover on a Thursday night against the Giants and lost that one. It's like history repeating itself, which is weird. And so now we'll see if they can bounce back Monday night. The stunning part of that wasn't the offensive issues. The offense has had issues. It was that the defense got run over like that. Kudos to the Bears offensive line. Kudos to Ben Johnson schematically, because it seemed like he kind of had an edge and kind of had the Eagles coaching staff and defense in a blender a little bit there.
Philadelphia is here week 17. That could be good. We knew it all along. I mean, that's a marquee matchup. Few weeks away.
One more thing on them. Like, how much of, like, what – it just seems like there's always drama there. And I know, like, A.J. Brown's in the middle of it, largely. Is there – does Sirianni – could he be in trouble because of the seeming from out here, the dysfunction that appears to be ever-present there?
No, I mean, barring some type of epic collapse, no. I mean, he's –
I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year. I know it's a kind of a nutty question.
They won the Super Bowl last year, and he's the winningest coach in the NFL right now. I mean, he's winning it over – I just saw this clip earlier. It's kind of a weird – it's a crazy stat, but it's like he's winning it over 70%, and Jim Harbaugh is like 68%. They're the only two coaches – to be over 68% winning percentage with this many games under their belt, like in NFL history, since Mike Ditka and Joe Gibbs in 88. It's like a crazy stat.
Yeah.
So I think that's very unlikely. You have to understand, too, like, the Philadelphia market is sort of like the New York market, where unless everything is going absolutely perfectly, they're going to try to find something. You know, even if they're winning, if one unit's not playing well, they're going to find the drama there. If they lose, they're always going to find somebody to have some anonymous source that somebody said this. And they say that they specifically try to pick players that can handle that. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to be the way it is. Like, they know that's just how it is.
Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Do you have games this weekend?
Just Thursday night. So, I don't know if you guys carry, you guys maybe have a Sabres game or whatever, but.
No, we'll have it. We'll have your game. Dallas,
okay,
Detroit.
Great. Yeah. Cowboys at Detroit. Really, really huge game for both those teams' playoff hopes. So I'll be doing that one on Thursday night, and then I have the rest of the weekend off, which is really good timing because my daughters are in Wizard of Oz this weekend.
Okay. Oh, sweet. All right.
Should I start Isaac Tesla?
How did
we came full circle there.
Yeah, we did. No, I had an oddball here. How did Lincoln treat you?
It was great. Yeah, I like Lincoln. It's just, like, Midwest cold is different than East Coast cold. I don't know. It was really, really cold. There's nothing to block the wind. There's no mountains. There's no trees. It's just like, right. It's like you're in a wind tunnel. It's crazy.
Thanks for your time, Ross. We'll talk next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There you go. There's our dude, Ross Tucker. His insider call brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
It wasn't worth detailing to Ross, but when I made the point about the Colts kicker, it wasn't even my team. That's my genius at work. I'm not really talking about my team.
You were talking to everyone else out there that might have the Colts kicker.
Yes, it's annoying when your kicker gets cut. You don't even necessarily know it unless you're paying super close attention, where there's an injury or something, and you don't have a backup or a backup plan, and that's all I meant. I probably have this guy somewhere, but It was not a specific cry for help or anything like that. Okay. 803-0550 to reach us. The Bills still in the Patriots' shadow here, 2.5 games out with, the Bills have 5 left, the Patriots 4. Lines are open for your calls. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.